In search of a miracle for her son, Christy Wilkins made the trek to Lourdes with her son and husband. Well, she knew about the healing that happened there and believed this is what it would take to heal her son. And healing did come, but it was not the one she expected. And in her new book, Awakening at Lourdes, Christy shares this incredible story and is joining us today. Hello, Christy. Thank you so much for joining the program today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is an incredible story, and you are so open about your thoughts, your feelings, and about your precious son, Oscar. Can you tell us a little bit more about your family and your beautiful son?
Sure. Well, I'm married to Todd. We've been married for 18 years now, and we have six children, ranging in ages from 16, our oldest is a high school junior, and then Oscar is our youngest, and he will turn six this December, but at the time of the pilgrimage, he was about 18 months old. And as I said, he was our youngest child, and my pregnancy and delivery with him were completely typical, nothing unexpected. And it wasn't until he was 5 months old that we had any inkling that something was going to be different about his life. So when he was 5 months old, I was at a retreat with my mother, and he had a seizure in my arms after he had nursed himself to sleep.
Wow. And
so that was what kicked off the whole journey.
Yeah. As a mother of six, obviously knew right away, this is something that we have to get on top of, right? You knew how to raise children, and now you had this child. Did the doctors have any understanding or prognosis as to what was happening to your son?
You know, it's funny. You would think that, you know, with all my experience as a mother, that I panicked in that moment, but I almost had the opposite reaction. I sometimes underreact because I don't want my kids to freak out if they get injured. I want to teach them to like really do a body check first and don't panic. And so when Oscar had that seizure, like I was worried and I was concerned, and we headed for the hospital immediately. But it wasn't until I called my pediatrician on the way to the hospital and explained what had happened, and I heard their reaction, that I started to feel some fear there. But when we got to the hospital, we spent one night there. They did an overnight EEG, and the neurologist that we met the next morning was very reassuring. And she told us, you know, this is fairly common with young babies. Sometimes they'll have one seizure and then they'll never have another one. We don't have any reason to worry about Oscar in particular. Take him home. Here's my number if you need anything. And so we got home. The retreat was Friday. We got home Saturday morning. On Sunday morning at Mass, he had a second seizure in my arms during the consecration.
Wow.
And so that was the moment where I started to have this sense that this was going to be a much bigger story than anyone had anticipated. And even over the next several months, our doctors kept trying to reassure us, you know, most of the time we can take care of it with medicine. Most of the time we can do this. Most of the time we can do that. And it was never the easy thing with Oscar. And I think it was that second seizure where I kind of knew in my heart of hearts that this was not going to be the easy, tidy story that everyone was trying to reassure me it would be.
Christy, in the time then that you were working with doctors, but Oscar continued to have these seizures, how did this affect his development then in the days, months, and years to come?
Sure. So he had been typically developing at all of his well checks until that point. So the seizure was at 5 months, and by his 6 month checkup, he was starting to miss milestones. And the doctors kept reassuring us that as soon as we got the seizures under control, his development should start to catch up. And we did eventually get better control of the seizures. It took us about 7 months and seven different medications and a bunch of hospital stays. But even after we got control of the seizures, his development did not start to catch up as they had promised. And it was kind of in that space over the course of the summer, over the course of those months, over the course of so many failed therapy trials and so many failed medications, that my faith really started to suffer, because I didn't see a way forward. And it seemed like at every turn, the prognosis got worse and worse.
The name of the book is Awakening at Lourdes, How an Unanswered Prayer Healed Our Family and Restored Our Faith. The author is Christy Wilkins, and she is joining us today. Well, Christy, then how did you make that decision to go to Lourdes? It feels like, you know, we try to get through things medically. Our sense of reason and our faith in science you know, kind of bolsters that. But then you said, no, this is going to have to be our path forward. How did that all come together?
You know, I applied for the pilgrimage with Oscar. I had my husband's support, but I was fully driving the train here. Mm-hmm. And it was really an act of desperation more than anything, because we had tried everything else there was to try. And I wasn't satisfied with that. I wasn't satisfied with Oscar as he was. I wasn't satisfied with what seemed like the likely course of his life at that point. And I was really having trouble just accepting him as the gift that he was, exactly as he was. And I had an experience in our parish adoration chapel in prayer where God basically told me point blank, this is how he is going to be. This is who he is. And I'm not going to change this. I'm not going to take this cross away from him or from you. And so I went to Lourdes almost, I don't want to say as a defiant act exactly, but there was definitely a sense that I was pushing back against that because it was not the answer that I wanted, and I wasn't ready to accept it.
Well, Christy, it sounds to me that you acted in any way that a mother would act, that, and we won't accept anything less than full healing. And well, that seemed logical that if it wasn't going to work this way, then we're going to find the next way. And so mm-hmm. it led you to make this trip to Lourdes. The name of the book is Awakening at Lourdes: How an Unanswered Prayer Healed Our Family and Restored Our Faith. The author, Christy Wilkins, joining us today. Christy, I've enjoyed our conversation so much, but there is more that I want to talk to you about, because the way this book is laid out, it seems like this whole thing was journaled moment to moment while you were there, not exactly how it went. So I want to talk more about this in our next half hour. I am continuing now my conversation with Christy Wilkins. Her new book is titled Awakening at Lourdes: How an Unanswered Prayer Healed Our Family and Restored Our Faith. It is now out by Ave Maria Press, and Christy is joining us today. You know, Christy, all about this book is talking about how the healing you experienced, and your son did experience some of that, but that healing was much more profound and deeper and in ways that you didn't think about. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about this. Now, in your book, and I encourage all of our listeners to definitely pick up a copy because, boy, it's an incredible journey. It's a book, it's type of a journal, really, from that trip. Now, reading this book, I'd like to know, did you kind of journal this trip and chronicle the events while it was happening? Or was it only until you got home and you looked back at the whole trip as a whole that you were able to see the path that it took?
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of both. And I had started writing to help process my feelings about what was going on with Oscar. Even before we left, I had started a blog. And when we went on the trip, I did not bring a computer or write anything while I was there. I tried to just observe and take notes. So I brought a paper journal with me and just jotted some things down as things were happening, partly to remember for myself what was happening and how it was happening, because I knew that whatever the outcome, this was going to be a really important moment in our family history. And it really wasn't until I came home and we did start to see some evidence of healing in Oscar, and I definitely had strong evidence of spiritual healing in myself, that I started trying to piece the narrative together and you know, really trace all the threads and all the graces mm-hmm. that were meandering through and the way the storylines were interacting. So it wasn't until after we came home and I had been writing about our experience for a few weeks that things sort of crystallized into a narrative for me.
I see. Christy Wilkins is the mother of Oscar, and she chronicles an incredible journey she took with him and her husband to Lourdes, well, in search of a miracle. Christy, in your book, you also go on to say you did not get the healing that you expected, but you did receive a healing. How do you explain that?
Sure. Well, yeah, you know, we did and we didn't. Well, the miracle that we did not get was me taking my son into the bath and him being instantly and fully miraculously healed. I actually know someone that that has happened to. So I want to be clear about the fact that I believe that God can do that and that mm-hmm. he still does do that for some people. And so that was a hard moment for me, walking out of the baths with my son not healed, at least not to my eyes. And it was only over the course of the next few days of the pilgrimage, and especially the week or two after we came home, even while we were still in Lourdes, the team members who were taking care of us started commenting that he seemed more alert. He was really interactive. He was babbling more. And I did notice changes in him myself. At the beginning of the week, he was just sleepy and kind of checked out. And that was normal for him to be kind of tuned out to what was going on around him. But by the end of the week, he was, you know, trying to wrestle out of my lap at Mass and banging his toys around and smiling for the camera when people were taking his picture. And these were not normal behaviors for Oscar in any way.
Wow.
But I really didn't trust those changes until we came home and he saw several of his doctors over the course of the first week or two after we came home. And they knew we had gone to Lourdes and they knew why we had gone. But I didn't tell them anything about the changes we had noticed because I didn't need to. They saw them right away. We walked into the office and they said things like, wow, or I'm freaked out, or what have you done to this child? He was all of a sudden meeting milestones that we'd been working on for months, and he was meeting them overnight.
Okay.
The thing that really brought that home for me was I felt like my own spiritual pain had been healed. And I felt that in Lourdes. And I had been worried after we came home that that was going to be taken away from me again, that when we got back to our normal life, that I wouldn't be able to cope. And so I feel sometimes like Oscar was healed just enough for God to get my attention to what he had done for me and to get me to trust the healing that he had given to me and the healing that took place in our marriage between me and my husband, and to really know on a deep and soul level that that healing was real too, and that that was going to stay. And that has continued to be true over the years.
The name of the book is Awakening at Lourdes, How an Unanswered Prayer Healed Our Family and Restored Our Faith. The author, Christy Wilkins, is joining us today. Christy, I encourage all of our listeners to pick up a copy, because not only do you chronicle the story of what happened, it also, there's a study guide that groups can actually use this and read this. But what I found on the back, and it must be wonderful, is because it says the very word Lord speaks of healing, love, and consolation. To savor these tender reflections by another mom, Christy Wilkin only embraces the power that word, Lord's, from Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
Yes. How,
what an honor to have that support on your book.
It's really an unspeakable honor. And we were so blessed that he was there with us in Lourdes on that pilgrimage. He was on the plane with us. He took to Oscar right away. And Oscar received the sacrament of healing, anointing of the sick, from Cardinal Dolan himself. And so we send him a Christmas card every year. And so when I was writing the book and looking for feedback, I reached out to him, not expecting much of anything to come of it. And he was so gracious and his office responded very favorably and very quickly. So yes, I'm deeply, deeply honored to have him involved in this project and with that endorsement.
Oh, it is wonderful. And it is a great book. I encourage our listeners to pick it up. If you are part of a mom's group, oh, you're definitely going to want to read this together. I encourage you to get a copy. Christy, tell our listeners where they're going to be able to find Awakening at Lourdes for themselves.
Sure. It was published by Ave Maria Press, so you can find it at the publisher's website, and it's also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookshop.org, and most online retailers.
Fantastic. Well, Christy, I thank you so much for your time today. We'll all continue to pray for you and especially keep our prayers for little Oscar.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And again, that is Christy Wilkins, the name of the book, Awakening at Lourdes, How an Unanswered Prayer Healed Our Family and Restored Our Faith. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Ave Maria Press, and you'll find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.